good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out on Plains FM in Christchurch, Kapiti Coast, and Wellington Access Radio. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme, as always, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can stay awake and not fall asleep and enjoy an hour of music and news from Ireland. And up first tonight, I think we've got Brendan Shine singing all about the winding road down to Kelchimaw.
Parents took the sailing ship, a better life to find, leaving home and motherland and all their friends behind. But I heard them whisper in the night, I should have been asleep. They talked the days and time gone past through the door I peep. They walked and planned both day and night to make a dream come true. We're heading westward with the wind across the ocean blue. With eyes so dim and misty, I think I see some land. Memories come flooding back as Dad takes Mama's hand. Show me the winding road that leads to Kilchimock. It nestles somewhere in the west, just down the road from Knock, where the folk knelt down and kissed the ground with words of hope and joy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy. Wide as the homeward journey ends, with outstretched arms we're welcomed back by neighbors and by friends. Tears are flowing freely as we're hugged with wild delight. We don't care what tomorrow brings, we just enjoy tonight. Show me the winding road that leads to Kilchimock. It nestles somewhere in the west, just down the road from Knock, where the Pope knelt down and kissed the ground with words of hope and joy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy. Only the winding road that leads to Kilchimock. It nestles somewhere in the west, just down the road from Knock, where the Pope knelt down words of hope and joy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy.
Yes, the man from Athlone there, Brendan Shine, on the winding road to Kelchimock, getting the show off to a good start tonight on a beautiful warm day up here in Auckland. And of course, all our thoughts and indeed prayers are with the victims of the White Island volcano eruption on Monday. There was reports that there was one girl from Ireland, from Wexford, amongst the missing, but she has come forward over the last day or two and said that she's safe and well. But obviously 13 people presumed dead at this stage, 6 confirmed and 7 still missing. So and the injured, very many of them are very seriously injured, having been to visit the Burns unit a few times in recent years. I know you know what the patients are going through. I mean, seen a friend that was in there many years ago. So I hope that they get comfort. They were out just on saw that ship leaving Auckland on Sunday evening. It was just heading off that Ovation of the Seas, and they just thought we're going on a volcanic island, having a bit of a look around. Everybody says now, in hindsight, they shouldn't have gone. It was dangerous, but I suppose nobody thought that anything like what happened on Monday was going to happen. So, especially coming up to Christmas, you know, I'm sure everybody, all we can do is pray for the recovery of the people, and indeed for the families of the people who've lost loved ones. Right at the front of the Irish Times, got a beautiful picture Doggy Christmas Carol service for canines in the Christchurch Cathedral. There's a picture of Jenny Duff with Billy the Rescue Labrador from the Village Vets in Stillorgan at the annual Pieta Therapy Dog Carol service at Christchurch Cathedral. And he's given her a look and she's got antlers on in her face. She's just kind of screaming, you know, licking her face. But it's a lovely, lovely shot. And the main headlines on the front of today's Irish Times says theatre professionals accuse the Abbey Theatre of reneging on pledges. Government wants RTE to look at selling Montrose. We know they sold part of the land, but maybe they want them to move away. They're in financial strife. Democrats move to impeach Trump. And rent freeze, Fianna Fáil has said it's not wedded to a national rent freeze, but will back a Sinn Féin bill. World news, the UK election is obviously tomorrow. Leaders will spend the last day today campaigning, driving home their message. And in the business Ryanair case, the airline set managers a profit target of $1.7 billion. This is a court case relating to a chief operating officer from Ryanair that resigned. And within a few months, he started working for the competition. And in sports, Johnny Sexton will be fit for Ireland's opening Six Nations match. And lots of coverage on cross-channel soccer. Liverpool are through to the next round of the Champions League. And the weather, cold and windy with isolated showers and some sunshine. So that's the story in Ireland today. And I'm sure it's a busy road at the moment. The N17 saw doctors.
Thank you.
Yes, the lads from Tuam there, the Saw Doctor, all about the N17. Of course, that was the main road out of Tuam to Galway, but there's now a new state-of-the-art motorway. So if you're heading from Tuam and you want to get to Dublin, you don't have to go up the N17. You can shoot up this new motorway and get on the Dublin-Galway motorway just around Ardmore there. And really, you can go from Dublin to Tuam now in just about 2 hours and 10 minutes, and Dublin to Galway in about 2 hours. So certainly good roads over there. Welcome along. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. What's been making the stories over the last week? Well, of course, the publication on Friday of the accounts of the Football Association of Ireland. Everybody thought they were going to be bad, but not as bad as they turned out to be. The FAI organisation is basically insolvent. It has debts of €55 million. In fact, some people says it could be a lot more than that. And revelations came out that they paid the former CEO, John Delaney, $467,000 of a severance package. If he'd managed to stay there till 2021, he'd been walking away with $3 million. And this was a contract that he obviously negotiated for himself with a few of the directors. But it sounds, it has come across that the organisation was so badly run. Directors, the board members didn't know how much he was on. They didn't know what he was doing. And they didn't know much about anything, it sounds like it. So the current chairman said he'll step down in January after their next AGM, which is in early January. And Shane Ross said the government won't give any funding to the organisation until all board members. There's another board member that's still hanging in there. He doesn't want to resign, although there is moves now to pressurise him. And obviously, it's a worrying situation for the 200 staff that are working in the organisation, many on very low salaries. They may be forced to take pay cuts, but be forced to take maybe forced to take redundancy. So, and then I see where there's been threats against some of the staff, and the Gardaí are investigating. Gardaí are investigating a series of threats made against staff at the Football Association of Ireland, which has increased security measures on its campus at Abbottstown in West Dublin in recent years. So there's been obviously huge criticism of the board and indeed of the former CEO, John Delaney. He'd said that he would have the organisation debt-free by 2020, but the only person that's debt-free by 2020 is probably himself, because, you know, he got the big pay package, and he may still be on a retainer of $150,000 a year from UEFA. I think they will probably terminate his contract there. He'll probably get another payout. But, you know, these are the organised, the people like that. He ran it. He was post anybody that asked any questions, and he blacklisted any journalists that didn't into the organisation. Right, we'll take more music and then come back with more stories. And I think up next we've got A Woman's Heart.
As only a woman's own. my dreams. I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive alone, my heart is low. Oh, my heart is so low. It's only a woman's heart can be.
Yes, that was one of the biggest selling singles of all time in Ireland, Only a Woman's Heart. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group here. Well, I'm reading a story here. In fact, it's in all the papers in Ireland today. It's about two nuns down in Cork that have been found guilty of breaking the planning laws. A Carmelite nun of the Holy Face of Jesus has been found guilty of a breach of the planning laws after she constructed an unauthorised compound for her and a newly ordained sister to live at Leap in West Cork. Sister Irene Gibson, who has been a consecrated hermit for over 30 years, arrived at the Skibbereen District Court in County Cork yesterday with Sister Anne Marie, who's from New Zealand, and she was ordained last May. So they obviously were built some temporary accommodation that wasn't fit for purpose, and certainly the council felt that it was illegal, and but she turned up with the two of them with statues of the Child of Prague, which they were asked to leave outside the courtroom by the judge because he said this wasn't an appropriate place. So they've been, as I said, found guilty of breaking the laws, and they've had an offer of accommodation to move in somewhere else. But I know the sisters were in the news earlier on this year. Right, well, this has been happening, of course, everybody, in the election across the water and up north. And tomorrow, the general election in the UK, it looks like at this stage it's neck and neck. So, you know, it could go back to a situation as it was before the election was called, with no political party having a clear majority. It could be that the Labour Party, along with the Scottish Nationalist Party, could form a government based on the latest opinion polls. But again, it could go back to the Conservatives relying on the support of maybe the DUP again. Whether the DUP will have 10 seats, we won't know. But certainly, you know, the result will be known probably by the time we get up here on Saturday morning, late Friday night, New Zealand time. And I suppose what the Irish government and indeed the British people would be hoping for is for a clear victory so that they can get on with the, you know, the break from the European Union, as it's known as Brexit. But there's Taoiseach, or Prime Minister Johnson, has been caught out telling some lies about, you know, there'll be no borders needed between the North and the South after the breakup. And the Irish government have been calling them out on that, saying there will have to be border control because Northern Ireland is still part of the UK. It won't be part of the European Union, and they will need some form of cross-border control unless there's a border put down, imaginary border in the Irish Sea, which is what the original agreement negotiated between the British government and the European Union wanted. So it's all eyes on the UK, and I suppose you know, everybody says then that there could be an election called in Ireland very soon after you know, the election result in Britain is known, whether the government will get the support of Fianna Fáil to continue. They survived a motion of no confidence in their housing minister Eoghan Murphy last week. Whether or not they will continue to get the support of their coalition partners and indeed Fianna Fáil, we'll just have to wait and see. But politicians being canning, they won't want to go out on the election trail in the cold and wet and miserable days of January and February, so they'll probably you know, aim for an election in March or April. But we'll just have to wait and see on that front. In the meantime, we're going to go with another song here, and this one, it is Galway Bay. Here you go, Dolores King, John Faulkner.
It's far away I am today from scenes I roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw in the night. But time, not tide or waters wide, could wean my heart.
Yes, indeed, that is Dolores Keane and John Faulkner there, and Galway Bay, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll run through some of the sports results. Of course, minimum sport taking place at the moment, but there was success for cross-country team in Europe at the weekend, and Ballyboden St. Enda's, they just overcame Éire Óg in the Leinster Club Football Championship final on Sunday. And obviously negotiations are going on this week to find a successor to Jim Gavin. The interviews are happening and they reckon that'll be announced next week. And of course here in New Zealand today, we've had the former assistant coach Ian Foster anointed as the new All Black coach. A tough job. He's got a 2-year contract and I'm sure he'll be hoping that he can get that extended a bit longer with good success over the next 2 years. I see the Legal Society in Ireland has been struck again, second time in less than a year, with the loss of an outstanding young and talented barrister who died after a very brief illness. Was diagnosed with a serious illness in October, but Paul Anthony McDermott, he was a senior counsel, and the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, has led tributes yesterday to this talented and popular barrister and a popular lecturer and a contributor to morning radio programmes in Ireland as well. And I know that Whelan, I can't think of his first name, passed away last year. He was only, this man was only 47. And the other barrister that died, and he was potentially a candidate or thinking to be a candidate for the, he said he'd put his name forward if Michael D. Higgins put his name forward when we had the presidential election 2 years ago. He passed away after a couple of years of an illness. So we just don't know what's around the corner. As I mentioned at the start of the programme, the people that are here enjoying a trip of the lifetime, going around New Zealand on a big cruise ship, and many of them looking forward to seeing an active volcano. And now we see what's happened with, you know, 6 dead, 8 missing, and many more seriously injured at the hospitals right around New Zealand. Okay, we're going to move on with another song, and this time we have Peggy Gordon, The Cars.
Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so in love that I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but it's not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind not be found where little birds sing upon the branches, and every moment has a different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon,
the Cars there, and Peggy Gordon. Right, we'll have a look at the sports pages from last week here. The European Cross Country Championships were on, and there was a record four medal haul for Ireland, two shiny bronze medals with two silver linings. The team came, got a silver medal, so good news there. And then we look at the Gaelic football, the Leinster Senior Football Championship Club Final. Ballyboden show fighting spirit with a late burst to claim the second title. And that was Ballyboden, 8 points. Éire Óg from Carlow, 6 points. So they take on Kilcoo, the Down and Ulster Championships in the All-Ireland Club semi-final. And that's matches taking place, I think, the 4th or 5th of January. And then Corrifane take on Nemo Rangers from Cork in the other semi-final. Celtic had a 1-0 win over arch rivals Rangers in the Scottish League Cup final, and they're obviously leading the championship over there. Of course, there's a lot of Liverpool fans in Ireland, and they're happy that Liverpool are certainly doing well at the moment. There was a lot of rugby on at the weekend, and good news for Leinster. They had a big win, 43-16 over Northampton. And Munster, they had a tougher win, but a win all the same, 10 points to 3 over Saracens. And that game played at Thomond Park. Connacht, unfortunately, they went down. Ulster won 25-24 with a last-minute penalty. But Connacht were beaten by Gloucester, and 26-17. So their hopes now of qualifying for the knockout stages of the European Cup are certainly in the air. Lovely picture here in the front of the Irish Times sports section on Monday with the Irish under 23 team. Eilish Flanagan, Roisin Flanagan, Stephanie Cotter, Claire Fagan, Sorka McAllister and Fionn Sweeney celebrate winning a team medal cross country championship. And as I said, the big story about in sport at the weekend revolved around the excessive debts of the Football Association of Ireland. And Niamh Brennan, who's she's married to Michael McDowell, and she's the professor of management at UCD Centre for Corporate Governance. And she says the FAI is a debt's door, and the only government intervention can save it. When you've got an accountancy firm not signing off the business as a going concern, you know you've got trouble. She says the FAI is broke, staff will lose their jobs, football clubs will not receive FAI grants for the foreseeable future. So obviously tough times there, and their big sponsor, Three, pulled out last week. They said they wouldn't be renewing their contract, and a number of other sponsors are expected to follow them as well. Okay, he died last year, but as far as some people are concerned, he's still the king.
It don't matter what they take.
Yes, Susan McCann there, and a song called Big Tom is Still the King. And indeed, Big Tom is, what do you call it, a great singer that passed away in April last year, and still great memories of him in Ireland. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll have a look at the farming section of the Irish Independent yesterday. And it leads with a headline, Environment Watchdog calls for reduction in fertiliser usage. Wonders and lakes failing to meet water quality standards, warns an Environmental Protection Agency report. So obviously we've got the same issues here in New Zealand. Beautiful picture. It's titled Christmas Cracker. Gerald McLean from Newton Cunningham in Donegal with the Round Out, the senior champion, which sold for 5,600 at the Irish Charlie Cattle Show and sale at Elfin Martin. This is a beautiful looking animal, groomed, and a picture on the front of the Irish Farming Independent yesterday. Beef and lamb prices rally on the back of Chinese demand. Beef and lamb prices have strengthened this week amid expectations of increased demand for Irish beef and lamb in China. Prices for forward store bullocks and heifers have improved by 70 to 80 euro a head over the last 3 weeks, with more buyers hunting stock. I think that's as a result of the swine flu that's affecting the pig industry over there. But Irish farmers are still protesting. They protested at some of the major supermarkets distribution centres last week, and there was a bit of a price increase offered for their beef, but they're still appalled by it. Irish IFA members are pictured above during a morning blockade outside the Tesco Central Distribution Centre in Donabate in Dublin. And IFA President Joe Healy said that IFA will continue our action until we have a substantial price rise. Reacting to price rises of between 5 and 10 cents announced by the processors last week, he said, from talking to farmers, it would seem that generally the price rises appear to be 5 cents a kilo for heifers and 10 cents for a steer. This leaves the Irish price well short of the European Union benchmark. But good news for cheese manufacturers. Cheddar exports to Britain on track for a 20-year high as Brexit stockpiling kicks in. What else is happening here? Many reform of the Common Agricultural Policy on the main issues top of the agenda. It's according to European Parliament Vice President Mairead McGuinness. What else is happening here? Garda urged farmers to invest in technology to combat crime. And there's a story in one of the papers today about a farmer in Westmeath who sleeps with a gun in his bedroom at night because he's had so many people come along and, rob stuff from his farm. I think that probably story is covered here as well. There's obviously lots of pictures of sales leading up to Christmas, including geese and turkey sales. And there's a picture here of Dara, has 188 turkeys to sell in the run-up to Christmas. This is Dara McCullough. He's a turkey farmer, obviously, and these will be free-range turkeys. Not sure what price he's charging there for them. Let me have a look here. Farmer sleeps with loaded gun in his bedroom as crime leaves a community on the edge. A spate of robberies in the Midlands is forcing farmers to take drastic action. So it's soul destroying, the people who stole those sheep. A sheep farmer who had 32 lambs stolen from him earlier this year says he's surprised that farmers are not taking matters. He's not surprised that farmers are not taking matters into their hands to fight rural crime. Over the last 4 months, John Fagan has sustained more than €15,000 in losses following the theft of his lambs as well as a quad bike. He operates a large sheep farm in Crookedwood. Says that anyone found guilty of stealing animals should be publicly shamed and banned from owning livestock for life. So it's a big issue. Farmers' lives endangered by illegal deer poaching, another story says here. And the wet winter is beginning to take its toll on farmers, obviously. I heard somebody, in fact, I was a farmer in the west coast of South Island yesterday, talking about the floods down there last week. But I think if I'm right, he said they've had 5 metres of rain in the area of Westland where he lives. He said it's just been, a disaster. Finally, there's 8 steps to lower emissions. We know there's a range of solutions that don't involve culling, according to Dara McCullough. So getting your soil pH right is a crucial task for any farmer looking to maximise profits. And like many other efficiencies, there come with added bonus of lower emissions. So for every extra ton of grass produced due to the better soil pH, farmers can claim another 3% fall in carbon footprint. Right, we'll hit the button again here and we're off with...
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairyland, with the sea rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only you knew how the light of the moon turns a blue Irish bay to a silver lagoon, you'd imagine the picture of heaven it would be, where the green glens of Antrim are welcoming me. Soon I hope to return to my own cushion dog. It's the one place I know that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, where the green glens of Antrim are heaven to me. Sure, I'd be where the people are simple and kind, and among them there's one that's been in my mind. Oh, I pray that the world would in peace let me be, where the green glens of Antrim are calling to me, where the green glens of Antrim are calling to me.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell there in the green glens of Antrim. I've seen a picture of Daniel on Facebook in the last day or two. He was being greeted by Santa Claus. I think he must be in a Scandinavian country or some European country. Anyways, he's probably touring in the lead up to Christmas. And then I'm sure he's got a Christmas show or two on the go as well that he would have recorded earlier this year. And in fact, we might have a Daniel Christmas song before the end of the programme tonight. If not, we'll have one or two next week. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us on a Wednesday night in Auckland on Planet FM. And it was nice to be here last week and the annual Planet FM Awards to be awarded a certificate for 30 years of broadcasting here by Meng Foon. The Race Reconciliation Commissioner, who was the guest of honour here at the Planet FM Christmas party. So, yes, 30 years completed since August on the radio. And, you know, I'm sure there's a few people out there that have been listening since the beginning. Certainly, I know there's a few that's been listening anyways for the last 25 years or so. So I hope that you enjoyed the programme that I put together here each week. And again, thanks to the supporters that I've had down through the years, and the Hugh Green Group, who've been sponsoring the programme now for quite a while. And in Auckland, we're listening on you're listening on Planet FM. In Wellington, on a Sunday night, you're on Wellington Access Radio, Capley Coast Sunday afternoon. And we're in Christchurch on Saturday night. And any other night of the week, we're on planetaudio.org.nz. And I know we've got some listeners across the waters in Ireland and a few in England as well. So greetings to everybody. And obviously, as we're leading into Christmas, I wish everybody a very, very happy Christmas. And this was a song that was a big hit back in 1985. Thank you.
afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer and pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
A song that was a big hit back in 1985. Obviously, we had Live Aid that particular year, which was put together by Bob Geldof, and many of the top bands around the world took part in that, and it raised a lot of money. Still, there's issues with starvation in many countries around the world. I know, and I'm reading here, story about from Michael Harding, and he's talking about being in Dublin last week and to see so many people homeless. There's, according to latest figures, there could be up to 10,000 people homeless in Ireland. And what people have been doing over the last few weeks, but the Dublin City Council are warning people to stop doing it. They've been hanging out, you know, pretty good clothes, especially jackets and coats, on the railings on the Hefney Bridge for the homeless people to come and take them to keep them warm. But as somebody said, well, that's a nice idea. It's not the solution to the homeless problem in Ireland. There's just so many people that just need a roof over their head. And this is why there was a motion of no confidence in the housing minister last week, Owen Murphy. He reckons that there's more social housing built for people over the last duration of this government, but still not enough. We know that the rent prices and everything in Dublin just go through the roof because there's a huge demand for people that even have money that can afford to pay the exorbitant rents that landlords are asking for. But as I said, the big focus is on what will happen across the water tomorrow with the election, general election in Britain. And it's expected then, once that result is known, whether it's a clear-cut victory for one or other of the major parties, or whether there'll be a coalition formed between Labour and the Scottish Nationalist Party. I cannot see them joining forces with the DUP to form a grand coalition, but it could be a hung parliament again, like it's been for the last few years, which would probably be the last risk that the people in Britain want. But I see Tony Blair is still saying that there should be another, no matter what the result, another full referendum held on whether Britain should leave the European Union or not. Right, we'll take one more bit of music and then come back and wrap up before the end for the end of another week. And sure, if we have Daniel here, we might play a song. We have Daniel with a song here. I Have a Dream, a Christmas song.
Latest album. Oh, you'll remember it. For all the ABBA fans here tonight. I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe, oh, when I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the stream. I have a dream. I have a dream. A fantasy to help me through reality. And my destination, birth of wine.
Yes, indeed, that's Daniel, and that'll take us to the end of the show tonight. I forgot to mention earlier on, there's a concert, special concert at the Irish Society tomorrow night, the 12th of December, starting at 7 o'clock. It's the annual Christmas charity concert in aid of funds to be raised for St. Vincent de Paul. So entry is by donation at the door, and we ask that you bring some non-perishable food items or personal care items, toothpaste, soap, shampoos, etc. So if you're around tomorrow night, maybe you could, attend that and support the good work that they're doing there. And finally, the Christmas wrap party is on Friday week, the 20th. And the Celtic Kitchen will be opening from 6, and the bar will be open from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, that's it for me for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. Thanks again to you for tuning in, and thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their support. I'll be back again with the last show before Christmas next week. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Everybody join this time. I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future.